This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for the Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here every week at this time. I'm Doug Steffen, bringing you around to realizing there is lots to talk about. There always is. And this is a service of Talkers Magazine so that you'll know what the top 10 stories of the week are and the personalities that are being discussed most on the news talk radio stations, the news talk radio world, if you will. So, Michael, let me turn it over to you to do the honors going through the list, and then we'll pick apart some things that perhaps will be great conversation pieces on their own.
All right. Well, this certainly is a murky mess of overlapping stories. At number 10, we have sports, travel, and live events. We can get into that as we talk. At number 9, race relations. At number 8, education. At number 7, the Michael Flynn case, and that's tied with U.S.-China relations and U.S.-Russia relations. At number 6, we have the presidential race and politics. At number 5, the coronavirus hearings. At number 4, the lives versus livelihood debate and civil liberties. The economy is at number 3. And at number 2, statistics and projections. And at number 1, massive topic, really dominates everything, and you could have 15 different top tens within it, health and medicine. On the People Survey, we have number 10, Richard Burr. At number 9, Ahmed Arbery, and that's tied with the father-son team of Greg and Travis McMichael. Elon Musk is in the national conversation at number 8. Number 7, Michael Flynn, Barack Obama, and Emmett Sullivan. Number 6, Joe Biden and Mike Garcia. At number 5, Jerome Powell. At number 4, Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell. Number 3, Mike Pence. At number 2, Dr. Tony Fauci, Dr. Deborah Birx, and Dr. Rick Bright. And at number 1, Donald Trump. And there's a snapshot of basically a lot of activity, a lot of subjects, and a lot of cross currents between them.
All right. So let's say, hypothetically, you're doing a talk radio program today. What are you going to, well, how are you going to start? Let's say we're starting the hour over again. Michael Harrison is here hosting on a XYZ program. And I'm going to start with, that's not a good host. I don't say, I'm going to start with. But where do you go?
Well, I am doing a talk radio program today, so okay. It's not hypothetical. You know, we're talking on a talk radio program about what I would do if I were hypothetically doing a talk radio program.
So if you're not hypothetically doing.
No, I am doing a talk. And what I'm talking about is what I always talk about, and that is the hottest issues. So I would be on a show. I would be sure somewhere within the 3 hours of the show to cover almost every single one of the things that I just brought up, even if it's a tangential thing or a mention of it. I think that that's what I would do, because that's what I know. And I would concentrate on the lives versus livelihood debate and the erosion of civil liberties, because this coronavirus crisis has really brought us to a point where some of our deepest values on one level, freedom, liberty, independence, rugged individualism, and on the other level, protecting our citizens, doing what's right, being smart, fighting an unknown enemy. All of these are at odds with each other.
I think we know who the enemy is. The enemy is China. We're at war with China, and this is an answer. One of the things is the Wuhan virus, but you look at other things that are going on. Here they are this week trying to steal. They're trying to hack into the testing work that we're doing to, they've got more clusters of cases, so they're trying to hack into, and the government, as a matter of fact, accused them with the goods this week of stealing COVID-19 vaccine research so that they can manufacture it on their own and offer it to the rest of the world. That's what they're trying to do. That's what you're dealing with here.
What we have, what you're pointing out, the China thing, I agree with you that China is a major issue, and it's a shame that it's fallen into the political correct discussion, or even the appropriateness discussion, the appropriateness of pointing fingers and casting blame. We shouldn't be doing that. The word conspiracy theory is thrown around a lot when talked about China, and people who hate Donald Trump don't seem to recognize that on a certain level, he's really been the most effective president we've ever had on dealing with China in the modern era. So all of this stuff is messed up. But yeah, China's an issue, most definitely. And I guess what we have to do is we have to come to terms with the fact that they are really vicious.
Yeah.
And when I say
China, really
I mean the Chinese government. I don't mean the Chinese people.
Right.
I always say that because
it's important.
There's an enormous disconnect between the Communist Party running China and the Chinese people both in China and around the world, wouldn't you say?
Well, look at what we learned this week from the Epoch Times reporting. The people that live in Wuhan are being locked physically in their homes. Apartment buildings with metal doors are having them welded shut. The buildings that are have wooden doors are being boarded up from the outside. There are boards being placed across windows so that only the officials or soldiers or whoever is handing out food, they're passing it through the windows. And there's a picture on the cover of the Epoch Times on the Friday edition showing the lockdown, showing these doors, these metal doors being welded shut. Can you imagine living in a world in 2020 where the government welds shut your door so you can't get out? This is what we're dealing with.
Yeah, yeah.
This is who these people are.
It's very scary. And I'll tell you, but what's equally scary on the other side is that this disease is serious enough for that totalitarian, ruthless regime to do that. See, they're not doing it because suddenly they want to imprison their people. They're doing it because they take draconian steps in shutting down the problem that is theirs on not only a medical level, but on a political level. On a military level, you know, China has done everything it can to hide the truth from the world. Now, on the medical level, the fact that Wuhan is suffering from a second wave of this because they opened it up maybe too soon also is kind of scary as we embark upon.
Well, we're all going to confront that, don't you think? I mean, we're all going to have, this is not over by a long shot. This is going to go up and down and up and down from now until the end of the year.
Are you concerned about the fact that in Wisconsin, where the Supreme Court overruled the shutdown policy, that the next day the bars and taverns in Wisconsin are crowded with people partying and drinking and rubbing?
That's number eight for me. This whole business, the education, the lack of understanding how our bodies work, how things work in general, government, it's all part of the education issue. The people who are responsible are wearing masks. The people who are responsible and thoughtful and caring are social distancing, because that does seem to have an impact, a positive impact, on the spread of this thing. So for a bar or a beach or any other place where people would gather to completely ignore what we know to be satisfactory ways of inhibiting the growth or expansion of the Wuhan virus, the coronavirus, this is irresponsible. This is not, you know, people ought to have more caring and feeling about their fellow human beings. And nobody, I mean, it's an age thing, Michael. I think it's a generational thing, frankly. Who gives a damn and who doesn't?
Well, I've had a lot of people in conversation I've had say, this is not as big a problem as we think. Most of the deaths are old people. I've had people say that.
We don't respect in our society elderly. We make fun of people who are older. We do.
But beyond that, we make fun of people who are fat as well. We make fun of people. So we make fun of a lot of people. But what I'm trying to say is it has been used as a justification for not being as concerned about the stats that most of the deaths are elderly people and older people.
Though you see some stories this week of youngsters who are basically in that Kawasaki disease, who have certain weaknesses in their system because this virus is mutating. It's changed and is continuing to change and affecting different people in different ways.
Very good point, and that further complicates the situation. So much for the demographic aspect of it. Yes.
Was that a Freudian slip? So much for the Democratic.
No, it's not a Freudian slip at all. I just tripped over my tongue. Sometimes I think faster than I'm able to get the words out. But
your tongue gets caught behind your eyes.
It is a form of demographic genocide that's taking place at nursing homes and taking place around the country. Yes, so far, aside from the Kawasaki disease, so far it has proven to be statistically more prevalent among the older people, and deaths are more prevalent among older and infirm people. But that being said, old people are people too, and
yes,
there are relationships between people of all ages, and therein lies one of the biggest problems. I mean, you go out to a bar and then you go home and kill grandma. So there's a lot of issues here. A lot of people are using this as an opportunity to make a political statement.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, they're cutting off their own nose to fight their face.
Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen, radio listener specials available now from the folks at MyPillow.com. You can get the list goes on and on and on. Kind of cool, actually. You want to upgrade your sheets? BOGO time. Buy one, get one set free. When you buy another set, pillows, same thing, all kinds of pillows. The a towel, they have these towel sets, great. The sheets, duvet covers, bolster pillows, you name it, they're all on the BOGO deal. Buy one, get one free. That's the special deal for DJB listeners at the Radio Listener Specials page. And remember, you get financing. If you'd like it, they'll help you buy whatever you want, as much as you want, and they'll finance anything over $200. That's MyPillow.com. Where else do you get that kind of treatment? Plus, remember, you'll wash them and dry them. Keep your bedroom clean with all these great products. Buy one, get one free with the promo code DJV, Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and available on leases. See dealer for details.
Right now, home sweet home has never been sweeter. Our homes are more important than ever, and finding people we trust to take care of them is just as important. For over 20 years, Home Advisor has been connecting homeowners with trusted local plumbers, electricians, roofers, and more. And now we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the Home Advisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit homeadvisor.com/offer200 for details. That's homeadvisor.com/offer200.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, continuing with our Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week of the 11th to the 15th of May, Michael Harrison is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael runs Talkers Magazine. You get these stories and the people, the charts are there at talkers.com, where you can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The continuing focus on what's going on here. I asked you what you would do. As a talk show host, I'm also wondering, in this age of the COVID pandemic, how it's affecting radio. It's like a two-sided coin. On one side, more people are listening by leaps and bounds. Listenership is up by double digits. But the support that we have on the radio to bring you these programs, i.e. they are free for you to listen to, so we must have advertiser support, that stuff is very much in jeopardy. And more of the, not too much shop talk here, but some of the big companies are, once again, they've all gone bankrupt once, and a couple of them are in danger of going bankrupt again. And so what does that hold for the future of people who value this format, do you think?
People who value it, well, they should support it. They should continue to listen, and if they have businesses, they should advertise or promote it. I mean, that's how you support it. As far as people in the business, those that are in it because they love it will find a way to make it happen. Those who are in it because they're talented, they'll figure out a way. Those who are in it for perhaps the wrong reasons will find a different line of work. There's no question that media is having issues transitioning from the 20th to the 21st century in terms of business models. And we're getting used to it, and it's taken time. And then this crisis coming out of the blue and devastating the economy has just cast a pall over the entire radio and news, journalism, publishing, books, records. So many of the media forms that were popular in the 20th century are having difficulty getting footing in the new century. Although technologically they're on the cutting edge, they haven't figured out a way to make money with it yet.
So is this the weak disappear, the strong survive? That's kind of like what has always been in the history of mankind. The strongest survive, the weak go away.
The strong survive, and in this case, the innovative. For radio and newspapers and movies and all of these art forms and these media forms that we all grew up with to survive as viable businesses going forward, they are going to have to take risks, and that is do programming and provide content that might be very different than what conventional wisdom in these businesses indicated was the safe way to go. It doesn't work anymore. So the innovators with backbone are the ones that are going to succeed.
You know, number one this week, health and medicine on the story list, and I was thinking we had a look at the podcast numbers for our Good Day Health show, which is something that's produced every week with several doctors that have different points of view on how to deal with health and medical issues. Has been on the air for quite a long time, and now all of a sudden the podcast numbers have shot through the roof. And I thought to myself, isn't that interesting how people can actually go, even though I don't necessarily promote it as much as I ought to, but the fact that people are finding it, they're looking for this information, and some of the good hosts are weaving, as you just suggested, some of this material into their daily programs. You know, the flu is a dangerous thing, and how do you avoid it? There are good public service, or what do we call it, full-service programs that bring this information out with doctors and experts. That's the sort of thing's coming back, isn't it?
Well, isn't it interesting that health and medicine is the number one topic on talk shows in America?
Yeah.
I mean, that's health and medicine. You know, when would that happen? The problem with much of that conversation, though, it is presented through a partisan lens as opposed to a nonpartisan, objective, academic lens. Let people decide the political aspect of it. That would be a true service. But when you talk about health for political reasons and spin it that way, then I don't know whether it advances the cause of intelligent decision-making.
28 past the hour.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
At Sprint, we understand saving money for your family is now more important than ever. That's why we're offering our best unlimited deal. Switch and get four lines of unlimited for just $100 a month. That's right, four lines for $100. Plus, the plan includes Hulu, 500 megabytes of mobile hotspot, DVD quality streaming, and more. If that's not enough, we're throwing in four Samsung Galaxy phones on us. And now, Sprint customers enjoy access to expanded coverage on the T-Mobile network. Shop from the comfort of your home at Sprint.com. Call 800-SPRINT-1 or come see us in our stores. Phone after $35.42 per month credit for 18 months credit of 5 within 2 bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after $731.21. Pay $35 per month per line with autopay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Federal Reserve Chairman has good news and bad news as the pandemic continues. Jerome Powell yesterday predicting some dire numbers for the U.S. economy in the fallout from the coronavirus pandemic, but also saying that things should rebound by the end of this year.
I would say the main thing is to get back on the road to recovery. After that, the path is going to depend on a range of things. It's very plausible that the economy will take some time to gather momentum.
Powell saying yesterday on CBS's 60 Minutes that unemployment could reach 25%, and he expects job losses to continue into next month, but he says many of those losses will be temporary and not permanent. Tropical Storm Arthur bringing heavy winds and rains to North Carolina's coast, but it's expected to veer eastward into the ocean later today. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Details are coming out about what the recently fired State Department Inspector General was working on that may have lost him his job. NBC News is reporting that former IG Steve Linick was investigating whether Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had a staffer do personal chores for him, from walking his dog to picking up laundry to making dinner reservations for Pompeo and his wife. Details of the investigation were given to Congress last week after Linick's firing. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says he believes the vast majority of his backers will vote for Joe Biden in the November election. On ABC's This Week, the former Democratic presidential hopeful said Biden is beginning to grasp the importance of understanding where working class and young voters are coming from. Sanders pointing to issues like climate change, the minimum wage, and student loan debt. A former Buffalo Bills first-round NFL pick is under arrest. Ed Oliver, the team's draft choice in 2019, arrested on Saturday night in Houston, charged with driving while intoxicated and unlawfully carrying a weapon. Police say Oliver had an open beer can between his legs and appeared very nervous when officers pulled him over. A later search of his Ford Super Duty pickup truck turned up a pistol as well. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Continuing on now with our Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael Harrison, who is the esteemed operator, he's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. He's here every week with us to go through the list, the stories, in our own way. There are a lot of other ways that he and others cover the ground that needs to be covered because it's important, and because he and talkers have a lock on this. They do the research every week that nobody else does. Nobody else has the capability, the connections, to be able to go across the industry, have people from all size stations and different formats answer his questions. And so here we are looking at this list and wondering, okay, what affects you the most? And I would think of all of the things that affect our lives and livelihood in a very dramatic way is how we are living our lives individually. What are we eating? How are we getting the food that we need for sustenance? And you asked me a good question, which I wouldn't mind answering for this audience. You and I were talking in another circumstance about what's going on, and because I do have a certain expertise in the area of agriculture and farming, I do think that this is part of the discussion, don't you? An important part of the discussion.
Well, no, there's no doubt that the health and economics are the key issues that people are dealing with. They're concerned about their food, they're concerning about the roof over their head, and they're concerning about the body in which their spirit dwells. So let me ask you the question. The statistics indicate that the price of almost all goods and services is going down. Energy going down, travel going down, cars, you can buy a car now, you can get a great deal. The cost of living is going down, except at the supermarket where the prices are going up. And one of the things that I hear is that it's because of interruptions in the food chain. The supply is not happening, and that's for any number of reasons. I guess what's happening on the farms, what's happening in trucking, and maybe even some panic buying. And I was going to ask you, as an expert on agriculture, do you see this trend continuing, and to what do you attribute the fact that you can't get enough poultry or beef or certain food products without them being rationed by the big distributors and stores that sell these things?
You ask the right question. If you look back over the last couple of months, prices that we're paying in our country for eggs and meat and cereal and milk and all the staples have gone up. People are going to the grocery stores. They're trying to stock up on food because they're afraid. It's fear-based thinking, Michael. The supply chain has been interrupted, and part of it is because people are more, I guess, demanding of what they want to have enough stuff in their house in case something happens. So they fill up the freezer, they fill up the refrigerator, and as a result of that, there is a problem in the supply chain. But also, what you're seeing happening at some of the big plants, the processing plants, the Smithfield plant, the Tyson plant, some of the butcheries that have now been affected by the coronavirus themselves, the workers, hundreds of them in these plants have gotten sick, so they had to close them down. So in response to that, Tyson, for example, went to Mexico and bought a lot of beef from the Mexican suppliers and brought it up here. We don't know that it's Mexican beef, but we're paying 30% more for it because the Mexicans, being good businessmen, I guess, said, well, you need our beef? It's going to cost you 30% more than it did last week. And so that, in part, is the reason for all this, demand and supply. Yep, that's kind of it, in a manner of speaking. There's a lot of other pieces that are ancillary to it, but farmers are working hard to try to, and people are going back to the farm, it's a very interesting catch-22, actually.
You know what I find fascinating, and it comes up often as a joke, but it's no joke, is the paper products shortage. I think Warren Buffett said that it's pure panic buying. That it's still hard to get toilet paper and paper towels, believe it or not. And it has nothing to do with anything, really.
One of the largest suppliers of fruits, berries in the country. And I don't know if you know, there's a company called Driscoll. That was a small farm in California that was specializing in regional
blueberries, if I'm correct.
Blueberries, raspberries, blackberries.
Yeah, they have those little plastic containers that are hard to open.
Right.
Especially in the middle of the night.
That's very true. All of that is absolutely true. So they've started to repackage their products in paper and in cardboard. So, because there is a realization, one of the big problems we're having, people buying all this stuff in the store, the food services are delivering, the restaurants are delivering, and they're using huge amounts of plastics. And the products that are, the packaging is part of the problem, because the Chinese no longer are taking our garbage. You knew that, right? They've taken our garbage in shiploads and destroyed it. They don't care what they put in the air, so they bring it. We pay. This is another one of these crazy things. We pay them to burn our garbage.
They're in a different atmosphere than we are.
Right. Well, this is how stupid this is. We send the garbage over there. They burn it. The pollution goes up in the air, and it blows west to east, so it blows back to California and the West Coast. It is incredible what we don't know and how dependent we become on the Chinese.
And that goes back to what you and I talked about earlier about the Chinese factor. One of the reasons that it's now deemed politically incorrect to implicate China at this point as one of the problems in the world for us is because so many people in the American media, in American manufacturing, in terms of movers and shakers of the American economy, have financial connections to China. We're in bed with the enemy.
Yep. And how are we going to get out of that? I have said many times in the year, I'm not voting for anybody until they have convinced me that they are on board with legislation that will encourage bringing back our businesses to America. If we've spent how many trillion dollars bailing ourselves out of this mess, which we created basically ourselves by getting into bed with China in the first place. Yeah. So now we need to bring them back here, and people say, well, it'll be more expensive. Hello, look at the tab for where we are now, pal.
Yeah, and you know, it doesn't necessarily have to bring it back here. We could do business with other countries that are, shall we say, not at war with us.
Uh-huh.
It's very hard for any country to be an island in today's world.
It is.
We have to be more selective as to where we invest money and whom we connect with in terms of the supply chains we've discussed.
You know, talking about this is one of the subsets here, talking about the way China pollutes the air. Since this all started, you know how much easier, look around at how much easier it is to breathe the air. Look at how much cleaner the air is. The satellite pictures of most every large city, whether it's in China or our country, how much clearer the air is, even in just 2 months, how quickly Mother Nature has cleaned things up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Pretty amazing.
A lot to be learned from that. And it should be part of the lessons that we learn from this going forward, that there are ways to very quickly remedy a lot of the problems we have.
Yeah. Right.
It's going to be an interesting scenario 10 years from now when this is hopefully really behind us.
Yeah.
It won't be behind us for a while, though, I'm afraid.
No, I know. I think there are a lot of people who come from different areas of expertise looking at this and suggesting that this was going to go on. There'll be a couple of waves of it between now and the end of the year, the first of next year, when it kind of really does go away. But in the meantime, pretty uncomfortable. And a lot of the things that back to number one on the story list here, the hearings that have been held in Washington by people who have been in some circumstances disgraced because they didn't toe the line, back to politics again. It's all so involved in the weird kind of
well, I mean,
way we think about
after
stuff.
After the election. Maybe.
Oh, there's an election? Is there an election coming up?
Yeah,
oh,
I know.
Wow.
The election is really going to be a referendum on the Trump administration's handling of the coronavirus, and it's really going to be based upon what happened that week of Election Day.
Yeah.
Considering how short our memories are. So that will play itself out. But I do believe it is the coming presidential election in November of 2020 and this pandemic happening in 2020 that's causing a lot of bad thinking on behalf of political interests by both the left and the right, the Democrats and Republicans, that's getting in the way of good, honest, objective thinking about the ramifications on the economy and the ramifications on our health. We could come to solutions that serve all of these concerns if we didn't spin everything politically for the sake of the forthcoming presidential election, and both sides, in my personal opinion, are guilty of playing that game.
What would be one example, a highlight, a perfect example of that sort of thing in the conversation circles this week?
Of the political aspect of it?
Yeah. What's been clouded by political reasoning?
Well, first of all, the whole Obamagate, Michael Flynn situation is not necessarily on the same level of importance as the deaths and the curing of the disease. So that's a political distraction, no matter what side you're on. And the idea that it is a constitutional issue, the wearing of face masks being a sign of what party you are, as opposed to the reason for face masks. I don't even know where to begin. The whole thing is dripping in political spin, and that's the problem. Whether it's the education issue, whether it's the when to open factories issue, These discussions should be held in a nonpartisan way, that we try to come up with the best solutions and plans to get the economy running again.
Pretty amazing stuff. In a moment, highlights of some other things Michael is doing here. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. A new study suggests vitamin D is linked to your mortality. This is very important. How this common vitamin becomes pivotal in the fight against COVID-19, your survival. The researchers at Trinity College are looking at vitamin D and the deficiency which many of us have, and how those who are deficient have a higher mortality rate from COVID-19. This has been published in medical journals both here and in Europe. And so under the circumstances, it seems to me we ought to be touting and looking for vitamin D-rich foods, get out in the sunshine, and make sure that you are supplementing properly. And the best way to do that is with the Advanced Vitamin D product from Purity Products. Advanced D is doctor-formulated, clinically validated, 5,000 units of vitamin D3. There are other things that support your immune system, magnesium, potassium, zinc, boron, all in this. This is Purity's best-selling Advanced D. Go to PurityD.com and order the... Not only are you going to get... This is kind of cool. Advanced Vitamin D, plus you're going to get a 30-day supply of ultra-pure fish oil, and you get free shipping using that D. The D is for DJV. Go to PurityD.com and get the best that they have to offer. Supplies are limited. PurityD.com. Save yourself. Go to PurityD.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Should we teach children to do well, but not too well? That is the message taught by a youth football league in Pennsylvania, which prohibits winning by more than 30 points. One coach knew his team was doing so well they might break that rule, so he was playing the second string. But a 5-year-old who had never had a chance to run with a ball scored a touchdown anyway, and the kids played so hard they won 36-0. Now the league wants to suspend the volunteer coach and fine him $500. Many youth sports leagues try to make sure all the kids have fun. But the only way to make sure nobody loses is to make sure nobody wins either. At least, not by too much. Instead of teaching kids to be mediocre, we should teach them to do their best.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. The Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
The COVID-19 pandemic threatens millions. Courageous health workers are risking their lives to protect us all, but many don't have the supplies and support they need. Over the past 60 years, Project Hope has trained and equipped health workers in over 100 countries. Now, as the pandemic spreads, Project Hope is expanding its work in the United States and around the world. To learn more about Project Hope's coronavirus response, visit projecthope.org, sponsored by Project Hope.
All right, so this week on the Michael Harrison interview, the MHInterview.com, you have one of the countries, would you say he was an up-and-comer in terms of his talk show host career?
I think he could be called an up-and-comer, but he's also a happening person. He's a filling guy for Rush, and he's a big morning man in the afternoon drive man in Pennsylvania. Ken Matthews is with us.
Check
it's interesting.
It out. Michael Harris Interview. MHInterview.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Now 53 past the hour, it's Tech Talk time, a wrap of the items, the top five items this week. Victoria Keevan is here, I'm Doug Steffen. I'll give you the, I'll pass it to you, I'll give you the pass off. Is that what it's called?
When, a handoff? Okay.
A handoff, I like that better. Yeah, yeah. A handoff, yeah, okay. Number five is the aforementioned direct-to-consumer website from Pepsi-Cola.
Yep, PepsiCo, of course, is the big food and beverage giant, and they want in on the direct-to-consumer action, so they bought two new domains, snacks.com and the domain pantryshop.com, to basically sell you things faster. The company saw a 10% bump in its earnings last month because people were stocking up on things during the home quarantine situation. And so now there's a lot of shopping going online. PepsiCo realized, you know what, if we can't really keep everything in the supermarkets and if people don't feel comfortable going into supermarkets, then we might as well sell direct to the consumer. So snacks.com has more than 100 Frito-Lay products, which are all owned by PepsiCo. And then pantryshop.com will offer meal kit-type bundles of snacks. So Gatorade, Sun Chips, all the other products that PepsiCo owns. And items that are purchased on these websites arrive within two business days. So it's actually, if you're going to buy in bulk, it's worth looking into.
All right. Number four is a YouTube TV subscriber deal.
Yep. Popular cable brands like Comedy Central, BET, VH1, MTV, and CMT are now all headed to YouTube TV this summer. This is thanks to the deal that was made with Viacom's merger. So now it's Viacom CBS is the actual name of the new company. And they announced that they have this expanded distribution deal with Google, which owns YouTube TV and regular YouTube. So the deal includes all these CBS channels, CBS broadcast stations, CBS Sports, Pop TV, Smithsonian, all of that good stuff. So you're going going to get 14 new channels. I am a subscriber to YouTube TV. This is great news because I have been looking for MTV and Comedy Central and CMT and have not been able to find it until now. So if you are a cord cutter, this is good news for you. If you are thinking about being a cord cutter, it's great news because this will not up the actual base price of membership to YouTube TV. It starts at $49.99 per month, and that gives you 6 different accounts within your family, within the house, and it gives you more than 70 channels. And so I've experimented with Sling and with AT&T Now and Hulu TV Live, and YouTube TV is definitely the best one.
Number three. All right, recommendation from Victoria. Number three, Zoom is adding some new backgrounds.
Yep, everybody, especially on the weekends, everybody likes to do their Zoom happy hours, and so now you can add a little pizzazz to your happy hour background.
A clip of the Victoria weekend reality.
This is everyone's weekend. I know it's different for you, but it's everyone else I know. This is their happy hour Zoom weekends. And so now your background can mimic a West Elm showroom, so you can pick what kind of furniture you want to have. You can have a scene from the Golden Girls, anything from Hallmark Channel, Disney films, things like that. Now, the newest one is from Schitt's Creek, the popular, which is actually now just finished its series run, but the Rosebud Motel is now a Zoom background, and I can tell you right now I have friends who have already downloaded that, and they are very excited to have that as their new background. Harry Potter has 2 new scenes, Dumbledore's study and the famous platform 9 3/4 on the train. And Parks and Rec fans have their own Zoom background as well. And if you're a Family Guy fan, you can now sit on the Griffin's couch and pretend to turn on the Quahog Channel 5 news, all while Zooming and drinking cocktails.
Number two on our way to number one, Amazon has added some stuff to their TV main menu.
Yes, so if you are trying to find some TV shows and movies that you can stream on Amazon's Fire TV or the Fire TV Stick, and you're looking for something that doesn't make you lock into a subscription, then this new free tab will actually be good for you. It's a new section. It's right at the top of the menu, along with the other usuals of TV and movies and search and your library. It's right up there, and it just says free. And in the section, you'll be able to browse content that can be viewed at no charge. And you will have to sit through some ads, but, if it's free, people are kind of used to that. Apps like Pluto TV, Tubi, Crackle, IMDb TV, the CW, and
IMDb has a
app.
TV channel?
Golly, IMDb TV has an app, yes. And so you can go on there and you can watch a whole bunch of stuff free of charge, no subscription, which is actually great because in this time especially, a lot of people are signing up for stuff and they're forgetting that when the free trial ends and they're getting locked in. So that's good news.
Go. Number one, what the U.S. government has accused the Chinese of trying to do.
Yeah, this is definitely the most serious tech story of the week, and it's Homeland Security is involved, the FBI, and they have accused China, they're warning China, actually, saying that they have launched cyber attacks against our various medical labs, and they're trying to steal vaccine information from the United States. This should not be a surprise to anyone, but at least everyone now is on high alert for it.
Right. All right, so there they are, top 5 tech stories of the week. Thank you, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. The focus on technology is something we do every week at this time. So now you're up to date, 59 past the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.